Seaway Port Authority of Duluth Facilities Manager Jim Sherrill says he's never seen so few Lakers moving into port. Just the second group of ships is arriving early this week.
And this is since the 25th of March when the locks opened. That's 27 days.
Coast Guard Ice Operations Director Mark Gill says 70 vessels are waiting to get through the locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, to and from Lake Superior.
They're parked somewhere like Port Huron or over in Lake Erie or down in Lake Michigan somewhere waiting for themselves to be called up. Lake Superior, especially the east side, is still very much ice covered.
Gill compares it to Chicago O'Hare International Airport operating with one runway. He says they can only convoy five ships at a time, even though warmer weather is breaking up the ice.
And as it's deteriorating, the danger isn't going away. It's actually complicating things because there's enough water that ships are able to move around, but there's also still enough ice that can trap those ships and put them in harm's way. And so we're reluctant to allow free movement, so we're basically queuing vessel movement in the form of convoys.
Six ships have been damaged so far, but Gill hopes in the next 5 to 7 days they'll have a clear path from one end of Lake Superior to another, making convoys unnecessary and eliminating the backlog of waiting ships. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.